Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here for his weekly visit on the countdown to overview the charts for this past week, the week of November 21st to 25th, Thanksgiving week, last full week of November. Can you believe it, Michael? We are really into the cycle as the year wraps up. A month from now, we'll be doing our year in review, the stories, the hot hits for the entire year. Seems hard to believe as the time marches on. There's so many things going on. Some of them seem important. Actually, some of them seem kind of trivial. When you look at this stuff, every once in a while, do you think, oh, this is really, why do people bother talking about some of these things? Like this Tim Tebow thing that's in the sports spotlight this week.
Poor Tim Tebow. You don't think we should be talking about him, huh?
No, I think it's, well, you tell the story and then let's go.
Well, we won't be talking about him for long. I mean, unless he continues to be, like the guy in Damn Yankees, you know, some mystical forces causing him to win. Mm. It's a funny story. It's a fellow who really doesn't play up to the standards of the league, plays like a kid in a schoolyard. He's kind of unpredictable and wild and changed the whole nature of the game. And there he is on a team that was losing and losing, and now with him they're winning by the skin of their teeth, by the most miraculous turns of events. So it's an interesting story for people who follow sports, and everybody wonders how long it's going to go on. Almost everybody in sports thinks it's not going to go on long, but hey, it's fun while it lasts. Beyond that, it's hard to explain it to people that are not interested in sports, and for the sake of this program, let's not make them listen to that. Here are the 10 most talked about stories. We have the Natalie Wood case reopened at number 10. And then at number 9, we have all the sports stuff, the National Football League action, and the Tim Tebow case, the story. At number 8, the Penn State investigation rolls on. Egypt unrest at 7, Iran nukes at 6, the OWS, Occupy Wall Street. Everything has its little set of letters. The OWS movement at number 5. And number 4, the Thanksgiving holiday, which basically has dominated most of this week. And this rising economic secular holiday known as Black Friday. Boy, oh boy, that just seems to have gone into the stratosphere in terms of commercialism and people talking about it. It's bigger than Thanksgiving. Mm. And number 3, the Eurozone debt crisis and financial markets. Number 2, the failure of the super committee. And number 1, we have the 2012 presidential race and the GOP debate that took place this week. Another game show style political program. In terms of people, at number 10, we have Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner, and Christopher Walken. Number 9, the aforementioned superstar Tim Tebow and Jake Plummer from the world of sports. Louis Free and Jerry Sandusky from the world of police work and sports. At number 8, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 7, Hillary at 6, Sarah at 5, Donald at 4. At number 3, we have Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, and Herman Cain. At number 2, we have Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry. And at number 1, we have Barack Obama. And that's the way this crazy week turned out.
Number 6 on the people list, Mrs. Clinton. The speculation that, I guess, maybe even a fait accompli. This sort of stumbled into conversation this week. Joe Biden is not going to be on the ticket, so who's going to be there? And so there was a poll that I saw on one of the sites. If you could choose a vice presidential candidate to run with Mr. Obama, who would it be? The Republicans, even though they're fumbling all over themselves, the number one issue this week is the GOP and who's running and what Newt Gingrich said about the immigration and the Huntsman has what it tells you. It's the same sort of players. It's pretty obvious that Rick Perry has dropped out of sight, more or less. But you know, see these people fluttering around here. And then you think, okay, who are they running against? And if they're worried, which they apparently are, even though they say, oh, I'd love to have Newt Gingrich running against us because of all of his baggage, apparently they're not comfortable with what they've got. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking Biden to get out of the way and bring in somebody. People still speculate Mrs. Clinton said she wasn't going to do it. I'm not sure that I believe that. What about you? What do you think?
I don't believe anything I hear from politicians.
Yeah, right.
I mean, okay. Oh, yeah, well, she says it. It's got to be true. She'd be very, very strong candidate for vice president.
Yep.
She's popular again.
Yep.
And people, you know, it's funny how things change over the
Isn't
years.
It though, huh? Yeah.
She's become sort of an elder statesman. It's funny.
Yep.
As,
yeah.
I think that age increases her viability as a candidate and as a politician. Mm-hmm. I think people like the maturing Hillary Clinton more than the young one.
Well, I think people like Hillary Clinton more than Barack Obama. It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out, especially if you look at her performance nets her about twice the popularity in terms of a figure that you admire in politics, as does the same question when you're given the choice of Barack Obama, who has less favorability now even than George Bush. Some people are saying, oh, look at George Bush. There's a book out that Pat Buchanan has written. I don't know if you've seen this or not. It's called Suicide of a Superpower. I started to read it. And it is, I'm not much for books, but I will tell you, this book I couldn't put down as I read through it. He nails every single thing in terms of its relevance to us today and what is going on here, including the military-industrial complex going way back not only to the First World War, but the theory is when you go back through the history of man, what's happened? Men have been working on ways to kill other men since they were able to communicate. And every time there was an advance in, if you will, the population, the society, it was built on wars that were created by people who wanted to make money. And that's really what he says the whole problem. And you look back at the history of our lives, Michael, you and I are about the same age. It's one war after another war after another war. And people say, why are we doing all of this? Well, if you look at who's given money to the various candidates, and again, I think Buchanan does a brilliant job of putting this all together. He, you know, he doesn't pull any punches when it comes to the Supreme Court decision and why they made the decision. The military-industrial complex, the greed that we feel that some of the Occupy people are talking about, the greed is focused right there with the people who run all these military. They got the money, the vast jillions of dollars that they make, making armaments of war.
Yeah, I mean, Pat Buchanan didn't discover this. This is pretty well at the bottom of things about human nature and people. And the question is, you know, is it worth, you know, do we want to be a superpower and do we want to have economic, you know, health? That's the way to do it.
It's the only way to do it is to go to war.
Well, it seems to be in our nature. We as human beings are trapped in this vicious cycle of being true to our nature. Mm-hmm. And, how philosophical do you want to get? See, I don't find any great revelation in what Pat Buchanan has said, because I think anybody knows what he just said. What you just told us, all know.
What he does is come up with the numbers. After September 11th, this country has spent, in terms of military, rebuilding, all of that stuff, the TSA, Homeland Security, half of the $15 trillion deficit that we have now has come from the money that we've spent basically to arm ourselves and supposedly to protect ourselves.
Yeah, but Pat Buchanan was part of the movement toward that. I mean, one way or the other. I mean, uh-huh. he was certainly more in the Bush camp than he was.
I don't know that. I think he certainly well known as he was worked for Nixon, Ford, and Reagan, I think.
Yeah, the point I'm making is that whether you're looking at the left, the right, the Democrats, the Republicans, Buchanan, Kerry, Mondale, all the names that have played on the stage during our lifetime,
yeah,
they're all basically of the same mind. Mm. I mean, if someone were to come along and say, it's, you know, we shouldn't be spending money on war, we should live in peace, we should follow our better angels, we should do good for the world, we should,
right,
and they'd be looked at as a wacko.
Right. Well, that's why I guess I'm looked at
nature,
as a wacko.
Our nature is to do this, and then people will say, philosophically, we must have constitutions and bills of rights and declarations of independences and a whole structure of how we run our country based on human nature. So in order to be true to our nature, we're still quite stupid. Is it our nature to be stupid? Maybe it is. I don't know. But I think that if you step back and you look at the real quest of society and evolution and humanity is to try to improve our nature, and that's a tough thing to do, but that's really what it comes down to. And so far we really have not progressed in that pursuit. We're the same now as we always were. We just have better machines, we have better technology,
yeah, right,
and we do it with bigger numbers.
Yeah, that's what it is. We can fight we're going to now spend money to go to war against the country that is building nukes that we don't want. We don't want them to have them. And so next, that's next. All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're talking about the stories and the ideas that have come about as a result of some of the great conversations you hear on some of the news talk radio stations around the country. We continue straight ahead.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV. For my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. The focus on number four, not so much Thanksgiving, but you said Black Friday, and you're sort of taken back by the place that it has in the conversation.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I'm all for capitalism. I'm all for trade. I'm all for advertising. I'm all for people spending money and the economy. So it's with a great deal of trepidation that I say I personally find Black Friday completely and totally offensive. And it's almost as if we have raised our worship of the almighty buck and materialism and shopping, competitive shopping, to a higher level than the spirit of the holidays in which we place them.
Yep.
And I find it terribly troubling on a personal, philosophical level.
So you and I don't spend any money. I don't buy gifts from anybody. I think it's abysmal. But I do like the feel of what happens at this time of year if we get away from all the shopping stuff. So you make a good point. Michael Harrison, as usual, here giving us his expertise, not only looking at the chart information, but on what's going on the fiber of this wonderful business. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television. It's the news media and the focus on conversation. We're talking about the 2012 presidential race thus far in the countdown. Here's host Holly Robichaud talking to John Huntsman about what he thought this week's debate was all about.
Great job in the debate. Fantastic. Bravo. You came out the winner, I think.
Well, listen, thanks. It was a good platform. It was an opportunity to kind of get out a little more in the way of substance and thinking in ways that differentiated the different candidates. I mean, let's face it, there hasn't been a time quite like we face today as a country when these discussions are more important. Our view of the world, our view of America's power, using America's power abroad. And first and foremost, if we're going to have a foreign policy and an effective national security strategy, we've got to clean up our own house. I mean, that's the bottom line. We are broken here at home economically. We are broken in terms of the trust deficit. Nobody trusts the institutions of power in America anymore. That's got to be fixed first and foremost before we can shine that bright light on the rest of the world that is so transformative.
Hey, I loved your comments about the generals and that that you're going to take advice from them, but at the end of the day, you're going to be the commander-in-chief.
Well, listen, that's what the people would expect. You're the president and you're the commander-in-chief, and as such, you are in a position to make decisions. You've got to make risky decisions. You've got to represent the people when you make those decisions. You've got to be well-informed when you make those decisions. But I just don't buy the stuff that I'm hearing from so many of my fellow candidates when they keep saying, I'm going to defer to the intelligence agency for this, or I'm going to defer to generals on the ground. Of course you're going to collect the requisite amount of information. But at the end of the day, the president is the commander-in-chief and must decide. And we have some tough decisions this country must make ahead. We are deployed abroad. We have a presence throughout the world that looks a little bit more like the Cold War than where we ought to be the second decade of the 21st century. And some tough decisions are going to have to be made. I think it's important for the American people to be able to differentiate the candidates based on those who are going to defer to the generals and just have a nonstop talk society versus those who are going to be informed and then make decisions on behalf of the people.
Here are talk hosts Mandy Cannell and Tony Cruz talking about Ron Paul and how he showed during this debate why many Republicans may not support him.
Ron Paul showed exactly why he will never be a mainstream candidate. And this is what I tell people. I call them the Paulbots, the people that are hardcore Ron Paul supporters.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I cannot support Ron Paul for the presidential nomination, because his worldview, though I agree with the premise that we meddle in too much stuff,
right.
I get that. I really agree with him on that. I also agree that as the nation, as the world's, one of the world's last superpowers, we need to be a leader, and sometimes that means taking action in other parts of the world, even if it is, you know, politically untenable. His answer about Somalia last night, for me, was insane. Basically, he said, Al-Qaeda in Somalia is inspired to act against the United States because we meddle. Essentially saying, if we just took our marbles and went home, then Al-Qaeda would leave us alone. I do not believe that to be accurate. I believe that to be an incredibly naive view of what the end game of Al-Qaeda is.
Why doesn't he take religious studies? Why doesn't he take a study, a college study in religious
I don't know.
You have to understand the theology of the destruction of what they believe. Those that are the hardcore
right,
Al-Qaeda.
And we're talking about Al-Qaeda here. Yeah. We're not talking about mainstream Muslims. We're talking
right.
about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda wants a world Islamic caliphate. They want everyone to kneel at their altar or pay a tax and subjugate to them if they don't. That is Al-Qaeda's objective. And for Ron Paul to stand on the stage and say they are inspired by our meddling, that may be the excuse they're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But actions and words and documents and emails that have been collected by our intelligence agencies tell a much different story. And it's almost like he's willfully ignorant of what the end game of Al-Qaeda really is.
Failure of the super committee is the next item of conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we get to the bottom of the hour, welcome back into our Talk Radio Review. It is the failed super committee that we think about and talk about now. Here's host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. Brooks thought all along the super committee wouldn't be able to accomplish much of anything.
You predicted it on this show. That it was a do-nothing committee, not a super committee, and that it was ultimately designed for failure. I imagine that you have some thoughts on that.
Well, I'm disappointed that the super committee was unable to do its job. I think it was easily foreseeable. Heck, I'm a freshman congressman. Back in August when I saw the bill, read it, the majority whip's office asked me whether I would support it, and I was very candid in my remarks that there was no way in the world that I would. I did not think it was a sound public policy. I didn't think it appropriate for us to delegate the duties and responsibilities of 535 congressmen to 12. I didn't like the idea that we were going to accept defense cuts right then and there with a double-down possibility of even greater defense cuts, which we're now facing. It was just an all-around bad piece of legislation that was developed in a time of purported crisis involving the debt ceiling. And I was surprised that it passed. Nonetheless, it did, and now it has failed, and we're going to have to work our way through it.
And we're told that this marks automatic cuts, and I'm amused when I read these things, because in Washington, D.C., automatic doesn't exactly mean automatic, but there's automatic cuts to our military, automatic cuts to some of this discretionary spending. That doesn't necessarily mean automatic. These don't go into effect until 2013, correct?
Well, that's kind of the case. They don't go into effect until 2013, but the budget starts October 1st of 2012, and so whatever is going to be spent in the first three quarters of calendar year 2013, you also have to plan for October 2012. So it's really fiscal year 2013. So we'll see the impact probably in about 10 months through the budgeting process. More importantly, we may see it within 3 to 6 months because you just can't absorb these cuts all at once. You have to phase them in. And so we're going to start getting into the phase-in period probably in the late winter, early spring of 2012.
My assessment, Mo, was that the Democrats were trying to force Republicans into tax increases through this super committee. And they did so by hanging military cuts over their heads. The Republicans on the super committee did not bite. Now, where does that leave us? Should we want these cuts to go into effect? I mean, we need to cut the budget. I'm a firm believer that there are places within the military that we can cut spending. You've examined it. Does this type of military cut go too deep?
Well, let's be clear. While the Democrats got this into the Budget Control Act, the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate agreed to it, okay? And so both parties are responsible, including the president. This is something that he negotiated for. It's something that he signed off on. It's a bill that he did not veto. So equal responsibility goes all around.
Here's a talk radio caller with John Arneson. They talk about who's to blame for the failure of the committee.
On the topic of the super committee thing, I'd just like to say that, to me anyhow, I don't know about anyone else, but the fault kind of lies with the entire Congress and executive branch of government since probably, 1950 or so when the Cold War started. I mean, that they just haven't been doing a very good job of keeping deficits and debts in order. But more specifically, this Congress takes a majority of that blame. I mean, they haven't passed the budget in going on 2 years now. So I don't, or is it three now? I don't know. But they haven't passed the budget in a long time.
What do you think of the president? A lot of people this morning, the talking heads this morning and late last night, were all saying, well, the president didn't step up and take control of it. Of course, all the candidates are saying, well, I would have took control. I would have forced him to make a deal. What do you think on that? Do you think as president he should have basically been in there with them every day trying to pound out an agreement?
No, not really. I don't really blame the president for this one too much, because it seems I don't know what he can do, because he's stuck between, the Democrats kind of want their way or the highway, and the Republicans who want their way or the highway, and he's stuck between the two, and I'm not sure that feels very possible at the moment, but at least they've got those automatic cuts. That was kind of an incentive that I don't know if he was buying that or not, but kind of seems like it came from the top there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the Bush cuts. Yeah, it seems like the Republicans are not going to raise taxes. The Democrats are not going to cut any of their welfare programs, and that's just the way it is.
Everyone gets stuck there.
Yeah, everybody's stuck there. All right,
to
Dawson.
Be honest, I'm glad they failed.
All right,
maybe
Dawson.
We'll get some cuts.
Occupy Wall Street. Oh, and the protesters. What are they protesting now? Up next on the Countdown Show.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
When I had to reach into his shirt, I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you plan on taking Fido to the groomer or boarding him at the kennel this holiday season? If so, veterinarian and pet health expert Dr. Bernadine Cruz has advice for dog owners.
This holiday season, dog owners should be aware of dog flu.
It's highly contagious, and most dogs have no immunity. Virtually 100% of newly exposed dogs become infected with the virus. There have been outbreaks throughout the country in states like Texas, Virginia, Connecticut, New York, and Colorado. In fact, it's been confirmed in 38 states. Dog flu can spread quickly in environments like boarding kennels, grooming parlors, dog parks, and doggy daycare. Some of the symptoms are cough, runny nose, and fever. But the good news is there's a vaccine available to help prevent the disease and keep Fido healthy. This year, give your dog the gift of a healthy holiday season and speak to your veterinarian about Novavax canine influenza vaccine.
For more information on getting your pup vaccinated, visit doginfluenza.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. Or call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. The Occupy Wall Street protesters and the other protesters and what's being protested. Here is Rebecca Marshall along with Steve Leader talking to political analyst Mike Mekowitz about the protesters marching from New York to Washington.
Let's start with Occupy protesters. They've marched from New York City and have finally made it to Washington, D.C. Are there a lot of them there?
No, you know, I didn't actually see them come in, but I heard the reports. You know, it was something in the dozens. It was a pretty long march. One of these fellows apparently marched in barefoot, which impressed me. I would have trouble doing that in orthopedic shoes. But, you know, they're trying to keep the pressure up. Even though, you know, there are a lot of communities that pretty much turned against them, you know, even in California, where you think they'd be much more tolerant of protesters, they're getting a bit fed up with these encampments. And the other thing is that, you know, their message just doesn't seem to have resonated. I mean, they're getting a lot of coverage, that's for sure. But, you know, at least in the polling that we've seen, Americans still aren't sure what it is that they're protesting.
Just want to make sure we heard you correctly. Only dozens have arrived in D.C., is that right?
Well, that was my understanding, but I got to be honest with you. I'm up here at the White House, so I did not cover their arrival. That was the last report that I had heard. Now, there are large groups that have been here, you know, marching through town. Not the biggest crowds I've ever seen, but we do see them come through. We've seen them, you know, out in the park across the street from the White House, Lafayette Square, and marching down some of the streets here. It hasn't been anything like what they've seen in New York or Oakland. Not at least in the areas I've been.
Here's talk host Aloya Minovsky talking about Megyn Kelly on Fox's comments. Kelly said that people shouldn't be so outraged about the pepper spray incident in Davis, UC Davis, because pepper spray is basically a food product.
Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly were having a nice little pleasant discussion on his show about the pepper spraying that occurred at a UC Davis sit-in over the weekend. And by now, I think you've probably seen the video where police walk down the line of students sitting peacefully in protest and pepper spray them just inches away from their face. That video has rightly sparked outrage across the country. Three officers have been placed on administrative leave since that incident. Now, while most media outlets have expressed disgust over the brutality, Megan and Bill, well, they played it down, to say the least.
First of all, pepper spray. That just burns your eyes, right?
Right. I mean, it's like a derivative of actual pepper. It's a food product, essentially. But a lot of experts are looking at that and saying, is that the real deal? Has it been diluted?
Well, pepper spray is essentially a food product, Megan. Really? I mean, that just sounds so lovely and harmless that I dare even say delicious. No, seriously, have they not seen how a person reacts to getting pepper sprayed? I don't think they're writhing in pain just for the cameras.
And no, Bill, it's not just for the eyes. It can actually damage the cornea of your eyes, and it affects all your mucous membranes, making it difficult to speak or even breathe for about 45 minutes. Some call it a neurotoxin in a can. And just to give you a hint of how hot this food product is, take a look at this chart developed about 100 years ago. It clearly shows that U.S. grade pepper spray is the second hottest type of pepper, even if it's diluted. And to put that into perspective, it's 1,000 times hotter than a jalapeno. And remember when a pregnant woman was pepper sprayed during a clash between police and protesters at Occupy Seattle? Well, that young woman has since miscarried due to the trauma that she sustained from the pepper spray. Now, since Megan is a mom herself, you would think that she'd have a little more sympathy for those that have been hit with this weapon, but she's not alone in her efforts to diminish the buzz around the UC Davis incident. Bill O'Reilly explained that the police should have been trusted in their on-the-spot reaction to the peaceful protesters.
It looks like these cops have room to argue that this was not excessive force. Does that mean they should have affected the arrest in this way? That's a moral discussion.
Yeah, but I don't think we have the right to Monday morning quarterback the police, and particularly at a place like UC Davis, which is, you know, a fairly liberal campus.
Wait, so is he arguing that because it's a liberal campus, then it's not okay to question the police's actions? Just a quick reminder, Bill. Last time I checked, you called yourself a journalist, and it's your job to question the actions of the police. And the fact that Megan was coming out as a moral one after not caring about what pepper spray does to people, well, that just makes this whole situation look a lot worse.
Cenk Yeager from the Young Turks talks about a leaked bank memo urging the American Bankers Association to try to undermine and smear those who are participating in the protests.
This is a fascinating story of a Washington lobbying firm deciding that, hey, you know what, this Occupy Wall Street movement is actually too dangerous. So what we're going to have to do is try to undermine it. They're actually a firm called Clark, Lytle, Geduldick, and Cranford, and they were lobbying for the American Banking Association. So they wrote this memo for the Banking Association, hoping to get business from them. They say, quote, if we can show they have the same cynical motivation as a political opponent, it will undermine their credibility in a profound way. So basically, they're saying, let's smear them and pretend that they're a political operation that is not genuine Americans looking to help the system, right? In which case, they will lose credibility. Now, as I saw this, and there's some more amazing quotes on it, I thought, really? I was actually quite surprised that they might go in this direction, right? But it turns out the American Banking Association has confirmed it. They say, yes, it is true. In fact, their spokesperson, Jeff Sigmund, told Reuters, our government relations staff received the proposal. It was unsolicited, and we chose not to act on it in any way. In other words, the memo is totally real. Thank God you caught us before we paid them on it, right? And by the way, what were they looking to do? They were going to deliver research, survey data, and plans to use the information in 60 days at a cost of $850,000. So they wanted to spend $850,000 to smear the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, the other part of this story that's amazing and fantastic is how scared of the Occupy Wall Street movement that they are. The next set of quotes show you that. So, they say, if the movement succeeds, quote, this would mean more than just short-term political discomfort for Wall Street firms. In other words, this is serious. It could really damage the Wall Street firms. You better pay attention. Now, if that's what the lobbyists for Wall Street think, that's fantastic. You guys have a lot more power and effect than you might have even realized. They're actually scared. Here's more quotes to that effect. If vilifying the leading companies of this sector is allowed to become an unchallenged centerpiece of a coordinated Democratic campaign, it has the potential to have very long-lasting political, policy, and financial impacts on the companies in the center of the bullseye. Saying, hey, you know what, if the Democrats wisen up and they actually use the Occupy Wall Street movement, then we could be in a lot of trouble. Then they would actually regulate us. We couldn't take these wild risks, thereby leading to the profits that your executives are getting. So if Occupy Wall Street succeeds, then these lobbyists and the banks that they're representing would have serious trouble. I love how seriously they're taking the movement to the point where they want to apparently do this important smear job against it. And then finally they write, it may be easy to dismiss OWS as a ragtag group of protesters, but they have demonstrated that they should be treated more like an organized competitor who's very nimble and capable of working the media, coordinating third-party support, and engaging office holders to do their bidding. To counter that, we have to do the same. Meaning, hey, we better act against these guys because they're coming.
Ah, oh, there's nothing more that I like than that. You better believe it, my friends. They are definitely coming. And by the way, who's the guys who put this memo together? Well, two of them are Sam Gudulic and Jay Cranford, who are former aides to House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner. Unsurprising, Republicans in a panic, totally working for the banking industry, trying to smear Occupy Wall Street because they're afraid it might actually work.
Up next, we are going to think about the protesters in Egypt as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we examine the charts for every week, it's a nice thing to have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, representing Truth, Justice, and the American Way, also representing SteveLaw.net, a lot of great information on how to protect yourself in any number of ways, including keeping those scammers away from you. That's very important and an important part of your visit to SteveLaw.net. Also, an overview of some of the hot hits of the stories, if you will, that have legal implications. Let's start at number 10, which is the Natalie Wood case. This is mondo bizarro. After 30 years, this thing comes back up. And what I thought was interesting, the first time I heard the story, I was looking at an NCIS episode, and Robert Wagner plays D'Annunzio's, whatever his name is, the character played by Weatherly, Michael Weatherly, plays his father. So you're looking at him and you're thinking, did he kill his wife or not? So what kind of statutes are there on something like this that's 30 years old, Steve?
Yeah, it depends what they're going to charge him with, and it was kind of interesting.
But they say it's not really him. I've been saying he's not the other. Yeah.
The police will usually couch their comments quite carefully, and they were asked quite plainly, is he a suspect? And they just out and out said no. So if he isn't, the kind of negligence that they may be looking into, one would think that the statute of limitations had long run on these.
Yeah.
There is no statute of limitations for murder, but it doesn't appear that that's the situation here. So it's, I'm frankly a bit baffled by why they're opening it.
Is it Christopher Walken? If he's not, they say he was a subject? of their interest?
You know, no one asked him specifically, and it does seem that all of the accounts seem to be that Walken was the first one to go back to his stateroom and probably didn't participate at all or have any knowledge of it. So you've got a troubled captain who years later is changing stories. You've got people who say, oh, I heard that in the harbor, I heard someone, you know, crying out for help. And my first thought there is, well, if you heard that, why didn't you call the, you know, the Coast Guard?
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm very much baffled by this and where it's going to be going.
Right. All right. So at number eight, let's move up the sheet here a little. The Penn State investigation. Mr. Sandusky has a couple of more charges. Is the noose getting tighter? How do we look at this thing with him?
It is. It's getting tighter and tighter. More people are coming forward. To me, the most fascinating thing about this is usually if you're a defense lawyer, you have a client who is accused of this kind of a crime, the first thing you want is a change of venue. You want to get your guy way away from there.
Yeah.
But this would be the exact opposite. I think what you want, the defense there has been such a protectiveness of this program that I think there is a substantial chance you could get a jury that would be looking to somehow acquit him, to put this behind them. Not that they're thinking he's a good guy and all, but they're going to be open to that beyond a reasonable doubt standard. So we'll see what happens. But this is a guy, you know, beyond the reasonable doubt is a legal standard that we have in court. But it doesn't mean that we all have to be blind and deaf to facts. And the facts are that this guy is a bad guy, and he's guilty of a lot of things.
Cretin, I use that word happily with this guy.
Absolutely.
Okay, Black Friday, number four in the countdown this week, is all the coverage of the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday events. The suits, here's this thing. It's one of those things when you want to scream at somebody. So here are these guys, this Target employee started it all off, going to sue Target because he doesn't want to work on Thanksgiving. And I yelled and screamed at the radio when I first heard this on another talk program. Okay, you don't want to work on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or at midnight, then you don't go to work for a company. You don't get a job working for an outfit that's open on holidays. Otherwise, shut up. All right,
you know,
what am I missing?
You know, you're probably not missing anything. It's a matter of this is what this particular industry does, and that does come with it. We do have basic worker protections that are important and are necessary and are.
Yeah, but if you're working with a company, what's the deal here?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I don't think this is one of those areas where it applies.
No.
And,
yeah.
So I don't think he's going anywhere with it.
All this pepper spraying is becoming an epidemic. You're going to have laws against pepper spraying? There was a...
You know, pepper spray is actually a very good law enforcement tool, but the idea of totally peaceful demonstrators
getting sprayed.
Sitting there
right.
Just getting sprayed like that is outrageous.
Steve and J.J. Wiseman from SteveLaw.net here on The Countdown.